Conditions for ordinary Zimbabweans are growing ever more desperate as the political crisis continues in their country. A new report by the human rights group Amnesty International warns that many people are at risk of extreme hunger after a failed agricultural season. It says many victims of the political violence that followed the March elections were subsistence farmers. And the report goes on to urge Southern African leaders to resolve the political crisis. In fact, although a power-sharing agreement was signed 6 weeks ago, there is deadlock over the allocation of cabinet posts. And this means, Amnesty points out, that every day that passes without a political solution, the living conditions for ordinary Zimbabweans become more and more desperate. And a statement by the Catholic Church in Zimbabwe confirms this point of view. It says that the country's leaders are playing politics while the people suffer. And Zimbabwe's bishops point to a failure to announce a new inclusive cabinet as going against the will of the people for coordinated action. I spoke to Patrick Nicholson, head of communications at Caritas Internationalis, the Catholic Church's aid organisation that aims to eradicate poverty and injustice.
The situation is very bleak in Zimbabwe. Nobody's going to school, there are no teachers, adults are going hungry, 5 million people don't have enough food, Caritas aid projects are being impacted, we don't have enough money to pay our staff because inflation is at 231 million%. It costs 35 billion Zimbabwean dollars to buy an egg. The country is on the verge of collapse, and during this collapse, the political leadership are basically jockeying for power, and their agreements are not helping solve the situation. You've got a country in crisis and a political leadership who basically are fiddling while the place burns.
This past year has seen a lot of political upheaval, what with the first sham election, the rerun, and the negotiation of what was meant to be a power-sharing agreement. None of this has really brought any solution to the country. What is needed now? What do you think can happen in the near future?
Well, the Catholic bishops in Zimbabwe rightly point out that the agreement does not address the needs of the people. It addresses the needs of politicians. And what was needed was an agreement which encompassed everyone's needs and really addressed the key problems of Zimbabwe: its economic collapse, its farming, agricultural collapse, and the political tensions that have divided society. And none of that was addressed. However, you know, it did open a doorway to some kind of transformation. Unfortunately, those same politicians which have made that agreement seem to be closing that doorway by not being able to agree on a cabinet and on a basic way forward, when literally their people are starving. The politicians are there for the people of Zimbabwe, not the other way around. And so this failure to agree a cabinet is really terrible. And you know, I can only support the calls of the Zimbabwean bishops that the government of Zimbabwe, or the future government of Zimbabwe, get its act together and really starts to address this humanitarian catastrophe.
Is there a call for any kind of international intervention?
Well, I think all the regional powers need to support Zimbabwe in finding a way forward and in pursuing a negotiated settlement to this. I mean, I think we'd support all regional efforts to bring about a way forward, and also we obviously appeal to our supporters to continue funding our aid programs in Zimbabwe, because I mean, what you're seeing in Zimbabwe is basically a collapse of infrastructure, a collapse of hospitals, a collapse of schools, a collapse of government, and taking the place of that is the Catholic Church and other aid agencies. And you know, they're providing the healthcare, they're providing the food for people, they're providing, you know, everything, and that situation is obviously not sustainable in the long term. And we really need to see the government there get its act together, and if it needs support from the international community, it really should ask for that support.
I don't think this government is going to get its act together, and I think that must be the opinion of many observers. Mugabe certainly hasn't given us any reason to think that he is going to get his act together. Surely something else can be done.
Well, I think the democratic will of the people of Zimbabwe was for change, and I think we need to see that change happen. We need to see reform in the agricultural policy, which has led to this disastrous situation with the collapse of farming. We obviously need to see very quick economic measures to bring down this sort of extraordinary hyperinflation, and we need to see politicians in Zimbabwe come together and realise that they have to respect the will of the people of Zimbabwe to find a way forward, really. And I mean, Zimbabwe used to be the breadbasket of Africa 10 years ago, and now it's the basket case. And the people who have been in control of Zimbabwe really need to take responsibility for that and introduce the reforms necessary to get the country out of this mess.
I read in your release that people are actually eating bark to survive, and that children as such are not starving yet because the adults are going without food.
And that's quite an interesting aspect of this. Normally you'd expect to see malnutrition rates soar amongst children, but in the case of Zimbabwe that hasn't happened, and we assume that's because adults are not eating, and so that their children can eat. But that's obviously not going to be a long-term solution, because those adults are going to die, and when they do, the children will then die. So, you know, urgent action is necessary.
You're also mentioning aid. A few months ago, Mugabe put a stop to all aid coming into the country. Has that ban been lifted?
The ban has been lifted. But unfortunately, because of the economic crisis, it's strangling aid operations. You know, it's very difficult to pay staff with inflation at such high rates. It's very difficult to pay day labour or casual labour, because what you pay them in the morning is worthless by the evening. You know, you're seeing the kind of collapse of a country where it's impossible for people to operate in. So whereas the ban has been lifted, you know, we're having extreme difficulty in providing aid just because we can't pay staff to do it. And, you know, one of the other problems with the school system is that because no children aren't going to school, one of the ways we fed children was through the schools. And, you know, it's extraordinary to see a country collapse so quickly and at such a rate, and you know, very difficult for us to operate in.
The other problem with aid is that are you sure that the aid is actually reaching the people?
Our aid is pretty certainly reaching the people, and we don't go through the government, and we source our own food aid, and it's delivered by our staff. So I mean, we're absolutely confident that the aid that we buy gets to the people who need it most.
Do you foresee a move in the near future, a political move? Do you know if anything is in the cards?
Well, I mean, Zimbabwe is going to collapse if things continue, and it's going to become a failed state on the lines of, you know, Congo or Somalia. So, I mean, something, you know, we pray that something will happen, and we know that Zimbabweans want that change, which is very positive, and so hopefully their political leadership can listen to those demands and find a way forward.
That was Patrick Nicholson, Head of Communications at Caritas Internationalis.